BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Trump says he's ordered border officials to step up the vetting of foreigners travelling to the United States after a terror attack in New York that's killed at least 8 people. The attacker, who mowed down cyclists and pedestrians in a pickup truck, has been named by police sources as Saifullo Saipov, an immigrant from Uzbekistan. The Argentine Foreign Ministry says 5 of those killed in the Manhattan attack were from Argentina. The statement said the men were part of a group of friends celebrating the 30th anniversary of their graduation when they were hit by the vehicle. The French President Emmanuel Macron has expressed solidarity with the people of New York. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May said she was appalled by the attack. The leaders of other countries, including Mexico and India, also condemned the attack. Aboriginal landowners have decided to stop tourists from climbing one of Australia's most famous landmarks, Uluru, from 2019. The management of the surrounding national park took the decision unanimously. The giant red sandstone monolith is considered sacred to Indigenous people. The President of Australia's Senate, Stephen Parry, said he'll resign from his post and his membership of Parliament after confirming that he's a dual British citizen. Mr. Parry is the 3rd senior politician in Australia to lose his job over the issue. The Supreme Court in Liberia has ordered the suspension of next week's presidential election runoff so it can consider allegations of fraud by a candidate who was eliminated in the first round of voting. The court has asked the candidate, Charles Brumskin, to present his case today. The Olympic torch is beginning a 2,000-kilometre relay tour of South Korea in the run-up to the Winter Games in the city of Pyeongchang next year. The torch will visit 9 South Korean provinces and 8 cities over the next 100 days. BBC News.